Welcome everyone to the New Earth Consciousness Call, Circle of Light, New Earth Consciousness Call for the 29th of May.
Welcome.
So let's bring in the unified whole, 000144000, unified whole. Online, and just tap your knees, your chest, one hand on your knee, one hand on your chest, both hands on your chest. Tapping your thymus helps to bring in your higher self. You can switch them around while you're counting. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Feel that frequency shift. Picture yourself going all the way up that elevator or ladder. Then we call upon the three M's, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, to bring us the platinum net, which is a fine weave of platinum that comes around our full body system and is whisked away as we breathe out, taking with it any weeds, lower thought forms. Emotional, mental, etheric, that can be removed and pulled out. Then we call upon the violet flame from Saint Germain, and we're going to bring in the aspects of the higher frequency of the cosmic purple. So the purple violet flame, swirling within us and around us from our Earth star up to the Soul star. And then we call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame from our soul star down to our earth star, also spinning around us and through us. So that they combine together and fill in any areas that have been removed with regeneration, restoration, resurrection, love and compassion. And then we call upon the golden flame from Lord Buddha. We are the Christ consciousness. As we bring that energy up through our earth star, into our heart chakra, out to our crown, up to the soul star. And we command it to spin our earth star and soul star simultaneously in a clockwise direction around us, as it forms the Merkaba body of light, a pyramidal-like structure as above and below that we are encased within. And we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place spiritual mirrors on the outside walls of the pyramid so that anything that tries to enter is reflected back out to source. And we'll bring this energy back down to the fifth dimensional frequency, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I am Mike, here with Melaresi of Walking Terra Christa, and here is Melaresi.
Thank you. Okay, we just passed the Wesak energies. Just the 28th was the full moon of a full week. Reflection time. This was the most powerful Wesak upon the planet. And we received those energies in the retreat that we did after our ceremony. If you listen to the ceremony recordings, you will see how very powerful that these energies will assist you. You can still listen to these recordings through the next month and you will still feel a deep effect. So this is very important. As we have moved into another state of creation in our own separate pathways, it is time to fully reflect in what we have received and to integrate the energies and ground them. That's where we are now. So tonight, Lord Adama is taken to the city of Havalanche to work with those energies with Sanat Kumara, Lord Melchizedek, and Lord Buddha. Take a deep breath. We bring in the frequencies of the 144th dimension all the way down through the Antahkarana bridge into our soul star, like a funnel-like type of energy. We bring in these frequencies of light. Breathing deeply into our crown chakra with the golden yellow of love and wisdom. Let it surface into the brain waves, into your third eye, and all around your crown area. We then call upon the energies of crystalline with green and gold, or scientific knowledge, into the third eye. Feel those energies mixing, mixing into your sinus cavities, into your eyes and your ears, flowing all the way through you. Then we go into the throat chakra of deep blue, of will and power, feeling it moving across your neck and your shoulders, down your arms and fingers, as it surfaces down towards our heart, of the deep pink of active intelligence. And going into the heart center, moving now into the solar plexus with ruby red and gold of our inner devotion. Into the sacral area with a deep purple and violet of ceremonial magic and structure. And then the root of the crystalline light of harmony and balance. Let all these colors blend within each other, as now we activate the thymus gland with a seafoam green of the higher cleansing and opening to our higher self. Feel that seafoam green come spiraling down through the entire structure into the thymus, and then also centering down through the rest of the chakras, as you now activate your thymus area with your higher self. Moving these energies down your legs and your feet, into your earth star and your soul star, expanding the seafoam green into the etheric body, the emotional body, and the mental body. So you now become one body of light with your I Am presence activating those energies around you. Of the many colors of the rays of God surfacing within the core of your being, feel your earth star and your soul star spinning in a clockwise direction. As now you have activated heaven and earth within your physical body from your higher self and I Am presence, feeling these energies going all the way down into your earth star and into Gaia. Feeling the meridians of two beams of light into the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet, as all these amazing colors all blend within one another. Just take a deep breath. Connect with your higher self. If you know her or his name, call upon them and your I Am presence, as we will bring in Lord Adama, as he will share some words first before he takes us to the city of Havelange. Greetings, it is I, Lord Adama, with the Telosian Council of Light. Thank you for being with us this evening. Integration of the initiate as it goes through the stages of the many pathways of light. Bringing in those essences into the total being that you are, and learning to access new avenues, new ways of being into your physical existence. This is not an easy process to go through, and each of you are to be commended for stepping into this pathway and going into the depth as it changes each moment, but gives you more acceleration of light into your world. The challenges and the light formations that an individual must face are great. And sometimes it may deter an individual from going deeper into the pathway. But believe me, you cannot get to where you want to be without doing the steps. I want to dedicate this evening to all the star seeds and all the light workers that do not understand that this is what they need to do, to fully acknowledge the higher essence that they are within their physical body. We want every individual to be able to understand themselves, accept themselves. But sometimes it takes another for them to see their inner truth. And that is why we have the spiritual hierarchy. That is why you have each of us. That is why you have mentors. And that is why you have your higher self guiding you deeper into the pathway of transformation. When we see initiates not being able to stand within their own power and receive more of what they truly are, we experience the same sadness. We experience the same feelings of not understanding, because it is mirrored back to us in their cries of help. So tonight, let us take the energies that each of us have experienced, especially those of you that were here in Mount Shasta, and expand upon them to assist many to step into this light, to step into the mirrors of their soul spinning in front of them. Because this is what we truly need to do in order to understand the entire process. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we are blocked. But continue with the depth of your light, and you shall see more illumination come to you in all manners of existence, in your personal life, in your relationships, soul relationships and physical relationships, in your world, to fully acknowledge your own truth. And that is all that we want for anyone, is to see the purpose of their life and the depth of their soul. Not just the beautiful gifts they brought with them, but how to ground those gifts into the physical being and taking all those aspects that no longer can exist in this light and in this frequency and remove them forevermore. So tonight, I, as the High Priest of Telos and all the Telosian community within the Command Center and the Council of Light, with the King and Queen, extend our deepest gratitude and sympathy for those that cannot stand up to the challenge. Because if they cannot, we shall lose them in the process. And that is never our goal, to lose any of you. Allowing you to feel lost in the depths as the lower frequencies of light will try to take hold. Because we are in an extreme battle at this moment, more than you can ever realize. And those of you that were here understand. But you have risen above those moments of fear. Allowed yourself to transition into the beautiful essence that you are. So we celebrate each of you this evening, but we celebrate all light workers to stand in this light also. With each of us. And allow them to work through their pathways. So that the gifts can be realized and not just seem as if it is magic. And to know that your eternal self is becoming the multidimensional being that you are. Otherwise, the other aspects get in the way. So during this time frame, as you are integrating the energies from the Wesak ceremonies, you'll be integrating more of yourself than you have at any other time, any other full moon, any other new moon, any other eclipse, any other planetary change. Because now the portal is open for more to step into this pathway. So we need each of you to understand what is occurring on a conscious level. The frequencies of light are strong, and they will assist you to go deeper into yourself. But you must learn how to handle them as any great master has done. Without the ability and availability of allowing these energies to come into the full circumference of light, you cannot attain the enlightenment. You cannot attain the fifth dimensional level of existence in your physicality. As it will not be possible. So as you are integrating more frequencies of light in the next 30 days, know that it is because your higher self has said it is okay. And if you find yourself slipping away and not wanting to acknowledge what is happening, it is because the pain is so great and the challenge is so deep. That you, as the physical self, are trying to hold on to your lower ego It must be dissipated into the higher ego. It cannot stay. It can stay in the world that you live in now, but it cannot stay in the fifth dimension. That is not a possibility. The creation of your light is unfolding on many levels beyond the comprehension of your mind. So just allow them to unfold within you and notice the changes you are going through. Reflect each morning, every afternoon, every evening of what is happening to you. When you purge and cleanse yourself, when you sit in a beautiful garden and feel the essences of the elementals and the joy coming to you, blend it all within you as it will become you if you allow it to be. I share these words of wisdom because there are many that may think that just because we had a Wesak moon, that the acceleration within their body can take them to new heights without even understanding the challenges that got them there. It's always important to acknowledge the past, even if it was a past moment of last hour or yesterday, and to see how you have walked into a new existence by allowing the light of God to be fully within you. It will change all that does not fit your highest purpose in these moments and more. It is the power of your light. It is the power of your growth. It is the power of God within you. So the time coming forward in this next month is going to be very instrumental in your personal pathway, in your professional pathway, and how you exist upon the earth. We talk about integrating, we talk about balancing, we talk about taking time to reflect within yourself, so that you can understand the processes that you are going through. These are all important factors, and that is why I share them at this time. The reflection in the mirror that looks back at you. Acknowledge what is occurring within you. And if it doesn't seem to fit what you would like it to be, then go deeper with the light and deeper with the rays. Utilize the unified whole to fully bring in the full essence of your beingness from the highest frequency into whom you are now. And you shall feel the changes occurring. Stay within the old confines of your thoughts and your emotions and how you interact with individuals will only keep you in that space. You can blend your world. You can blend the fifth dimensional consciousness into your third and fourth dimensional reality. Ask your higher self to assist you. Slowly. But with each step, carefully integrated within you. And you shall see more beauty in your world and the existence of the power of your pathway, of your strengths, of your courage, of your wisdom, even from the aspects that you do not want to hold on to. There is still wisdom in each of those moments. So I ask you in this moment to accept all that you are becoming and what you were before as it molds you into who you are now, tomorrow, and the next day, next year. And we shall receive more wisdom and knowledge from your existence during this transition of the new earth. I am deeply honored and pleased to be with each of you in this moment and all moments, to see the pure reflection of your light coming forth into your existence as we all become one. But I ask you to take away the parts that do not serve that oneness. Boasting about what you are doing is not oneness. Saying things in your lower ego is not within oneness. It is your old self still trying to find an existence in the world that you are walking into. So in these moments, we must remember our humble beginnings. What brought you to this space? To reflect and to go deeper than you ever thought possible. In the existence of all that we are, let us now enjoy a celebration of oneness. Let us take a deep breath. Deeply, for your star and your soul star are spinning in a clockwise manner. Feeling the inner core of your being spinning counterclockwise. As they spin simultaneously, creating the double-pointed star and all reflections as you become the Merkaba. Let us now intend to travel to the city of Avalanche, the 22nd crystalline golden light city of the Platinum Ray, the city of all cities that will house all the spiritual hierarchy within the new earth, along with the earth, new earth hierarchy. Feel yourself traveling to this beautiful city above Mount Shasta, in the etheric earth way up into the heavens. You see it shining through the clouds. The iridescent light is so blinding. As now you feel yourself coming down into the circumference of the city. We come down into this beautiful valley. And within the valley houses the temple of all that is and all that shall ever be, housing all the great central suns, the divine mother and the divine father God. When you look at it, it's almost like there are crystalline lights everywhere that would almost look like lampposts with the lights on. But it is just the sparkling lights that are part of this city. There is a golden pathway that we walk up. And as we go walk up the golden pathway, there are more beings joining us as we're going to parade up this pathway together. On each side of the golden pathway are beautiful streams among rocks could go down the steps as we are going up. As we look up above into the sky, there are rainbows and rainbows of the rays of God, twirling in all the different colors of blue and green and yellow and lavender and purple, silver, pearlescent, lighter colors of seafoam green, blue green, merging colors of blue violet, blue gold, lavender, violet, and gold, white light. All these essences blending within each other. As we continue up the steps, there is an entourage of many beings of light, initiates upon initiates, joining us now as we go into the temple walls. There is no door, it is more of an open doorway. As we walk into the temple, it is shaped very geometrically. At each midpoint, there are frequencies of light that represent all 21 rays of God. The platinum ray is everywhere within the temple. It is so strong that it is almost so blinding. As we walk into the temple hall, it is a different temple than we experienced previously, although the pathway up to it is very similar. As we walk into the temple, there are rows of cushions and seats and steps. So you could step down 10 steps and be in the very front, or you could stay at the top of the steps, and there are cushions for everyone to sit. Find your place among the many initiates that are here this evening. In the middle of this beautiful temple is the altar. And the altar has a Merkaba essence to it. So it has many crystalline formations with light frequencies coming out of it representing the platinum ray. And it is spinning in a clockwise direction. So it is a huge crystal-like formation, double-pointed crystal, and then double-pointed horizontally. And it spins very slowly. And at the base of the altar is flowing vapors of the rays of God. These rays of God are all the 21 rays of the blue, of the golden yellow, of the deep pink, of the crystalline light, of white light mixed with the green and gold, of the ruby red with gold, of the deep purple and violet, of the seafoam green, blue green, pearlescent, pink orange, gold, violet pink, deep blue violet, light golden white, light violet white, multi-white light, pink gold, magenta, violet gold, blue gold, and in the middle is the platinum. So all these colors and vapors are swirling around, and then it spins outside into this beautiful temple hall. We see before us Sanat Kumara, Lord Melchizedek, and Lord Buddha. I, as Lord Adama, with Malares, say thank you for your visionary ability to bring forth these energies. Now take a space amongst each of you while we receive the frequencies of light from Havalanchi of these beautiful beings. Greetings. It is I, Lord Buddha. I am deeply enamored to come forward in this moment to assist and to fully feel each of your energies. After the WISAC frequencies that have resulted within the planet, I stand before you as a master that ascends himself continually each year at this time. But I am also a master that remember my humble beginnings. I ask each of you to take a moment to reflect of whom you were before you fully awakened unto the mastership pathway. Now, this can mean many individuals. Mastership pathway, I don't mean the day that you awakened and realized there was more to yourself than you thought. I'm talking about understanding that you are walking as a master, learning to integrate these frequencies of light and bring them into the full focus that you are. And learning more each day and reflecting on those energies within yourself. It's very important to remember these humble beginnings, because that is what molds us into whom we are, into the presence of our ability to acknowledge the depth that we are going upon this pathway. Some may not understand. They think that they do. But until they allow the full reflection that they are to be incorporated in all aspects within their being, then they cannot truly accept the divinity of their light and the consequences that they have to deal with through the process of their frequencies. It is a powerful moment in time as we allow the integration of these energies of 2013 to fully be within. We have spoken about the threefold flame of the masculine and the feminine coming together, of the will, the love, and then creating that power. If you try to create the power before the other two aspects are fully integrated, that is when the lower ego steps forward. That is when it can be very, very difficult and very, very challenging to the acceptance of your threefold flame. And I know not everyone has fully acquired that status, because it takes quite a lot of intention and work within the physical self to allow it to be. So it is important to always reflect within yourself each moment in time and what you have experienced, and to reflect upon the aspects that didn't fit and how you have changed them. Because until you finally know your true self, you cannot change the energies within you. That is when you have smoking mirrors and everything is clouded around you. So I ask of you in this moment to fully reflect on your experiences in the last week, whether you fully participated in a WISAC ceremony or not. Your soul has participated on the inner plane, and we want to allow those energies to fully come within your physical essence at this time. It is important to reflect upon that as we each share with each other the beauty of whom we are. I am Lord Buddha. But I am not Lord Buddha without your devotion. each of you are whom you are. But without the devotion of others and accepting your power and your light, you just stay within a lower space. So it is important to share that light with others, but only with the essence of humility, trust, honorability, and acceptance of all aspects coming into creation. That is the beauty of these moments, that you are learning to accept into full consciousness. So I, as Lord Buddha, in this moment, I ask that each of you understand your own integrative process. What have you experienced in the last week? That can tell you the honorability you have within yourself. This is the true reflection of the mastery way. Without it, we will have light workers walking around with their egos intact. It's important to reflect in these moments, because within that reflection, we can only have the pure existence of our light, of our joy, and the being that we are. Not from the physical mind, but from the higher mind, the higher heart. So let us take this moment and allow the integration of what you have accepted within your being, within your heart center and all your chakras, to come fully into the acceptance of your reality. Let us have a moment together. Chakras, allow them to reverberate of the essence that you have now initiated to be integrated through your entire structure. Allow it to go to your star and expand outwards as the reflection of your masculine and feminine divine come into pure wholeness that you are. It is my divine pleasure to watch and see so many masters awakening from their consciousness of sleep into their consciousness of reality through their physical existence. I walk with you. I am one with each of you. Dearest blessings, it is I, Lord Melchizedek, to hear, to honor each of you at this magnificent time of creation. As we open up the frequencies of light of the Melchizedek priesthood, which represents all men, all women, of divinity of light, to fully accept their divine purpose as a master upon this earth, to know that they have something to give. But first they must understand the depth of the honor of this pathway. You have traveled far, you have traveled wide, and so many of you have been in this place of position before. But it has been intertwined with other frequencies that do not serve the purpose of a priesthood. So we honor you by allowing the Melchizedek priesthood to be open to the divinity of your space, the divinity of your light. It is not to be generated through your ego, but through the humbleness of whom you are. You give service in each day just by being upon the earth. As you allow your frequency of light to be fully intertwined within you, you combine all the energies of what you always desired into the self, the physical self. And as you do, you eradicate and move those elements that do not serve this purpose. Each of you have come here to be a healer, to be a teacher, to be a communicator in many different forms of the light. But you must allow yourself to know the pitfalls of the experience that can occur as others come into pure existence around you. Your purpose at this time is to stay strong within your own power and not allow another to interfere within your space. Presently, this can be a challenge because the earth is not in the space that we want her to be. So you must be the conduit of this light. So you come to earth as a light worker. And when you awaken yourself unto these energies, it can be very confusing, but very evolving. Your consciousness is remembering more. You read material that aligns with your thought process. And it triggers memories to come into your beingness. So you accept more and more of yourself every day. You accept those essences that have been lost, that you have forgotten about. So you have a renewal within your sacred space. And this renewal will continue. Your renewal presently is the highest it's ever been upon this planet ever. So take advantage of this integration and allow the essence of your renewal to come down fully within your full body system and accept the challenges, accept the changes that need to be made. Know that in each moment you shall know what is necessary within your heart and your mind to fully reflect within yourself the depth that you are becoming. You are the multidimensional being. So you are allowing these energies to come into full focus within your light and within your acceptance. I stand here as the Lord Melchizedek, overseer of so many. And I acknowledge what you have experienced, because it is time. It is time to fully reflect within yourself whom you truly are, not what you thought you were. So yes, old modes of conditioning will be removed through this process. So you must take a step each day and allow these essences to intertwine within you, because your higher self is allowing it to go into a deeper part of your existence. Blend the energies within you. Allow them to come into your heart. Allow them to blend into the threefold flame that you are learning to activate. It will be a challenge at first, but then you will see how easily it feels when you allow it to be. I, as the Lord Melchizedek, now invocate into each and every one of you the ability to fully acknowledge these essences of your divine being manifest in the physical self that you are. Say unto yourself, I am, and say your name. I am, and say your higher self name. And say, I am that I am, and allow those essences to come in. I am Christine. I am Melarese. I am that I am that I am. And that is all we have to do, because the integration of the self will be fully within there. I, as Lord Melchizedek, now command the frequency of the light of each of your physical selves, your higher self, and your I Am presence to fully unfold within you as God's light. God's light is fully incorporating into your physical being now. Feel the essence blending within you. Allow it to come through all bodies, and then activate it through your heart. Feel the essence in your heart expanding with the blue and the pink and the gold, and allow that flame to be at your earth star and then all the way up to your soul star as you became the flame of God's light. I, as Lord Melchizedek, also command that all of your light frequencies of all the priests and priestesses that you have been to unfold within you at a very subtle level, so that your lower self can handle the frequency and blend it with your higher self. Allow these essences to be fully within you. I am Lord Melchizedek, at your service, of the priesthood of light of the 36th dimensional frequency. I am devoted to the light upon Gaia and to each of you that embody it. So mote it be. We are one. It is my divine pleasure, as Sanat Kumara, to be the last to speak. The time has come when the brotherhood and the sisterhood of white light is now coming into the creative source of light. Each of you are remembering your humble beginnings. Each of you are understanding the processes that you are going through. Let us now reflect upon this brotherhood and sisterhood, as the goddesses are now coming out into their existing, as the gods are accepting the goddesses within their world, as they come together to create the priests and the priestesses of all the levels of creation in this moment. This WESAC was absolutely wonderful. The energies enfolded. There were many challenges, so the intergalactics have worked diligently to hold the other energies at bay. We are winning the battle of the light once again. We are accepting, if we could take ourselves back in time, of the Lemurian time when these intergalactics came upon the planet, that were not Christ to beings and took us over. We're allowing that to run in reverse. Because now we take the moments when they first bothered us, and it's getting lesser and lesser and lesser, as the gods and the goddesses now can come together in the creation of the new earth. But first we must acknowledge this on the present earth. As Gaia is accelerating herself, she is also being challenged by all of these energies. The lands are being affected. The people are being controlled in certain ways. So we must hold this light strong. We must be that light within ourselves. And you cannot do it within your physical self. You must do it with each of us. So we command right now that each of your lower selves activate your higher selves and activate each of the beings of the unified whole command and the spiritual hierarchy to come together in oneness with the Christed intergalactics. With the inner earth beings, allow them to unfold unto us of the upper earth. And then the higher earth come together in the nucleus of the one. This is the blessing I give upon each of you in this moment, that you remember the times without the frustrations, without the pain, without the challenges. Many through this process became possessed. Many could not stand in their own power any longer. But that is no longer so, because the frequency of all your aspects of those light energies are now coming into fruition, into your consciousness. The times of your acceleration upon Venus after Lemuria, that is to be remembered in these moments as you bring forth these essences into all that you are in this moment. I, Asanat Kumar, the father known as the father of spirituality and mother, other names they give to myself, am part of your heart. My goal has always been to assist all levels of creation of this earth to come back into that oneness that we so very had at one time in our existence. So now allow the flowering of the light that you are as we stand here within this temple and we feel all the rays of God fulfilling our energies deeply within our essences. As we now feel the essence of the higher self, we now bring in vibratory communication with Ra, the sun god, and our solar logos, Helios and Vesta. Feel the violet pink coming from the flame. Then the deep blue violet of illumination, Lord and Lady Arcturus, and all the guardians Arcturus come around now. Feel the essence of the light golden white, the doorway to the I Am, the Elohim councils of God and the 24 elders that surround the throne of grace, all step forward. We now bring forth the essence of Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma, but they come as one universal being of light, violet, white. Then we feel the multi-white light with myself and Lord Melchizedek as we stand here together as universal white light. We now feel the pink gold of Lord Maitreya and Lord Enoch coming forward. And then the inner power and divine love of the magenta with Lord Metatron. Feel the blending within your heart and your thymus and your sacral as one unified being of light. Then the violet gold comes forth with the Lord of Sirius and the blue gold of the Lord of the Great Bear. Feel that eternity and divine structure as now you become the god and the goddess that you are. As all the great central suns come together, the overlighting energy of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God in the platinum ray. As you become all these colors, but the frequency of light into all that you are. It is my divine pleasure to give you these essences at this part of this meditation. We are one with each of you. Each of us of Venus, each of us of Lemuria, each of us of Atlantis, each of us in all the powerful times of the light. Be that light. Be the light that you are now and allow this integration to fully take place into your physical self of the blending of all that you are. See the presence of Divine Mother and Father God from the flame as they overlight their energies as the cosmic great central sun with all the other great central suns of the multi-universal, the universal, the galactic, and the solar. Feel all these essences of all these suns blending together into the oneness that we are. Feel the exquisite integration, allowing it to occur from your soul star to your star, spinning it deeply within you. We are one. We are one. We are one. It is I, Lord Adama, again with the Telosian beings of light and the Council of Light. Let us reflect on this true oneness that we are, and let it be grounded into the physical existence that we are. As each of us and Telos take it back to the inner earth, as each of you take it back to your earth, as the higher energies take it into the spiritual hierarchy, we command that the 144 dimensions of reality all accept this frequency so that we are one. So anytime that you need to tap into this essence, a column of light from the earth to the 144th level is activated immediately. As the intergalactics step forward, as the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, and Andromedans, and the Syrians and so many others come forward with their exquisite experiences as we are becoming one being of light. We stand together with all the hollow earth, the upper earth, and the new earth of the fifth dimensional earth. May the light of our essence always be intertwined within us. Ground it, my children, ground it, ground it, and let it be. Let it be your acknowledgement within yourself, and you shall see a new space, a new feeling, a new conditioning within you. We are one, always. It is now time to arise. Feel the essences of all these beautiful beings and all the initiates all coming together, swirling our energies within each other, swaying to and fro together as we feel this frequency of light coming within us. We slowly leave this temple of all that is. All that is. As we step down the steps, we feel see the glorious pools of water across the rock, the crystalline structures everywhere in the city. As you reach the bottom, you now activate your Merkaba vehicle, spinning it clockwise and counterclockwise, the double-pointed stars. We look like little spaceships going off into the heavens, and intend yourself to come back into your present location, breathing deeply, of just saying where your location is, breathing deeply and grounding that energy within you. Fully grounding it into your feet, into your earth star. Pushing your hands upon your knees. Allowing your shoulders to be erect. Bring back the essence that you are. I, as Lord Adama, am very happy to be with each of you in this moment of creation. Utilize this meditation to help you actualize all that is occurring for you. This is huge. It's bigger than we've ever experienced. So there are times of great integration that need to take place in the next few days. Be gentle with yourself. Allow the frequencies to come within as you accept a new beingness that you are. I am deeply honored to walk with each of you. Aluna, 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 we are one. This is Christine Miller Essay with my Caden for a wonderful visit to the city of Avalanche. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, everyone.